You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning and welcome to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And friends, I'm so excited to be with you this morning as we're discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And we have had such a tremendous month over the past maybe 5 weeks, Respect Life Month. Unbelievable, friends. October, as you know, was Respect Life Month when the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops designates that month the church throughout the United States focuses in a special way on the sanctity of human life from conception until natural death. And we had so many exciting things going on. 40 Days for Life, where we had 40 days, consecutive days of prayer and fasting in front of the Planned Parenthood at LaSalle and Division. What a beautiful witness. So many of you participated in that, and we can't thank you enough. Following that, we brought in National Chastity Speaker Jason Everett from California, and he reached more than 12,000 teens in 1 week. That was unbelievable, including the Life Night 3 youth rally that was up in Arlington Heights. Had about 800 teens at that event alone. That was so exciting. And then after that, moving right along, we didn't let the grass grow under our feet. We had the Celebration of Life Mass with Cardinal George, where he commissioned about 200-plus parish Respect Life coordinators and committee members. And then following that, holy cow, what is going on? We had our benefit dinner, actually, with Chris Godfrey, the who was the Super Bowl champion with the New York Giants. What an exciting month. That just took place a couple of days ago. Well, actually, it was last Saturday. It just feels like a couple days ago, though. I'm still trying to recover. What a wonderful event that was. It was just a great time. And Chris's witness about chastity and the sanctity of human life was really inspiring. And friends, you know, the good times just keep on coming. You know, it's the leaves are vibrant outside, beautiful colors, lots of crisp air as the fall really sets in here in Chicago, and still lots of great things going on for the gospel of life. And today we have a couple of really exciting guests. I'm just thrilled that we're going to be able to spend the next hour with you guys as we talk with these wonderful guests. In the first half of the show, we're going to be talking with Jeremy Hilke, who is a youth minister and high school theology teacher, and he's going to be chatting with us about the March for Life coming up in January. And you may think, why are we talking about this now? Well, because the registration deadline actually for our renowned March for Life pilgrimage to Washington, D.C. is on December 15th. So we want groups to start planning now. There's tons of preparation that goes into this. And we're going to have actually quotes from teens and adults during the breaks, coming in and out of the breaks, so you can hear what people's experience was like at the most recent March for Life in January, the pilgrimage with the Archdiocese of Chicago. So we're going to be chatting with Jeremy. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to be talking with Vicki Thorne, who is the national founder of Project Rachel, which is the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops' official post-abortion healing ministry. So we're going to be talking with Vicki about a wonderful conference coming up about ministry to men. You know, we always talk about the impact of abortion on women, but the fact is it also deeply impacts men. And she has a conference coming up, a big national conference, talking about ministering to men who are post-abortive. So that's going to be a terrific conversation with Vicki Thorne for the second half of the hour. But without further ado, friends, I would like to introduce to you somebody who is very special, a great youth ministry, is a theology teacher. And I bet that you're listening right now and you think, man, I bet I'm going to have some questions on this. I want to make a comment. And your questions and comments are welcome. So give us a call, 312-751-5355. Again, that's 312-751-5355. I'm giving you the wrong number. That's the Respect Life Office's number. What a joke. It's 312-751-1979. I need more sleep. 312-751-1979. And now, without further ado, I'm really excited to welcome to the program the youth minister at St. Paul the Apostle Parish. He was educated at the University of St. Francis and at Loyola in theology. He's been a youth minister for 10 years, which is hard to believe because this guy is so young. He's been a theology teacher for 7 years. Let's welcome to the program Jeremy Hilke. Jeremy, thanks for being with us on Life Talk today.
You're certainly welcome, Mary Louise. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thanks so much. So, Jeremy, you took a group to the March for Life pilgrimage in Washington, D.C. with the Archdiocese of Chicago last January.
That's correct. It was a pleasure and an honor, really, to be a part of the Archdiocese of Chicago. You guys, yourself and Mitch do just a wonderful job. I've heard nothing but good things, and we saw you guys heading to the pilgrimage to D.C., and you graciously accepted us with open arms, and we are very much looking forward to joining you once again this January.
That's awesome. How large was the group that you brought to the March for Life?
Well, we brought a group of about 7 or 8 kids, and we're hoping to double that this year.
Oh, great. That's terrific. Now, here's the scandalous thing. You're actually not from the Archdiocese of Chicago. You are in a neighboring diocese. Why did you choose to come on the Archdiocesan pilgrimage to the March for Life when you're actually from a different area?
Well, thanks for bringing that up.
We just want to come clean with the listeners.
Right. From St. Paul the Apostle Church in Joliet and from the Diocese of Joliet. And like I've said, you guys have done such a marvelous job, and I've actively, personally, myself, been taking a much more pro-life role in the diocese, in St. Paul's Parish, and where I teach at Joliet Catholic Academy as well. And again, just hearing so many good things about what you have done. The Joliet pilgrimage hasn't been going on as planned in the last few years. So I think the signs from above are telling me, go to Mary Louise and go to the Archdiocese of Chicago. And it is truly a blessing. I am glad we made that decision, and I think we're going to stick with you guys for some time.
Great. Well, we're thrilled about that, too. And, of course, you know, we welcome people from neighboring dioceses as well, but it was a great blessing to
speaking for a lot of different people, I'm sure that the Archdiocese of Chicago Respect Life Office is second to none. You guys do a marvelous job, and I encourage everyone, even being outside of the Archdiocese, to join along with you guys.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeremy. Well, we're really blessed. You know, Cardinal George has been very good to us, and also through a lot of fundraising, we're able to have people like Mitch and Alicia, you know, doing our youth outreach stuff, which most dioceses don't have, and that's because of generous donors. So that's a great blessing. We're talking with Jeremy Hilke, who is the youth minister at St. Paul the Apostle Parish, and we're talking about the March for Life pilgrimage coming up in January here on Relevant Radio 820 AM. So, Jeremy, tell us, what was your experience like on the March for Life pilgrimage? You know, it's 4 kind of grueling days. And we've got, by the way, we've got Brian Brock here, our producer. He's ready to jump in at a moment's notice. Do you remember that guy running around with the camera at the March for Life?
I do. I do, and he did a wonderful job. And, you know, going in, Mary Louise, I was kind of blind to it because I've never been on it before. Mm-hmm. And the experience was incredible. From the beginning mass that we kicked it off, and left in the buses, even though the drive was very long and tiring overnight.
Yes.
But it was incredible. Each and every day that we were there was filled with different activities, and the religious aspect, the spirituality was just so high. It made you feel good, and it made you feel good about what you were doing and standing up for the sanctity of life. And you guys planned the events in such a superb way, with going to the Pope John Paul II, you know, Cultural Center, the Basilica, and even touring around Washington, D.C. So you even threw in a few extra things there to add to the pilgrimage excitement of the trip. And it really topped it off. Cardinal George's talk that he gave privately to
yes.
all of the archdiocese was tremendous. But obviously the highlight of it was the actual march itself. To the Supreme Court, and it was incredible being out there with so many thousands of people and taking a stand as one voice against abortion and promoting the sanctity of life from conception to natural death.
Well, praise God, Jeremy. But you have a great memory of the trip, and that's wonderful. I think you remember it better than I do. No, I'm just teasing.
You were probably very busy organizing. I know how that goes.
It was a blur. But we're talking with Jeremy Hilke. We got to head to a break. But, friends, we welcome your questions and comments. Give us a call, 312-751-1979. You know, what's the significance of the March for Life? Why is this such an important pilgrimage? You know, what questions do you have for Jeremy Hilke, our guest today? Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 312-751-1979. We'll be right back here on Life Talk.
You know, it's such a great cause, and I'm so glad to see everyone out here, and definitely I feel like we've accomplished something.
I just don't think it's right to kill anything at all, a child especially, even if it isn't born yet. I mean, that's just wrong.
I'm trading my shame.
The Catholic Campaign for Human Development helps fund organizations that break the cycle of poverty and make Chicagoland a better place to live.
Our organization conducted a summer academic camp on Chicago's South Side to keep kids safe, off the streets, and help them succeed in school.
Thanks to our efforts, the EPA is cleaning up industrial pollution that is threatening residents in scores of homes in Little Village.
We have been fighting to keep a well-respected nursing home open in Lake County.
We teach homeless women a useful craft, pay them a living wage, and offer them transitional housing if needed.
Those are just a few examples of the wonderful work being done by the more than 20 local organizations funded by the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. Please support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. Let's break the cycle of poverty and make Chicago and the suburbs a better place to live.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18-1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Obviously, the infants need defending, and we must overturn this decision. It's abominable, and as Father said yesterday, they're running out of excuses, so that's why I'm here.
And welcome back to Life Talk. That was Angus McDonald, who was the Director of Youth Ministry here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. He's now in the Archdiocese of Seattle, talking about the Roe v. Wade decision, and that took place at the March for Life, friends. And this pilgrimage is coming up. You're probably thinking, man, I am so pumped up about this. How do I get more information? And you can call the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355. We're actually all in the studio right now, but we'll call you back in about 20 minutes. 312-751-5355. And you can get more information there, or you can drop us an email too. If you go to www.archchicago.org, you'll see our email, our general email there, chastity@archchicago.org. And we also welcome right now on the show your questions and comments at 312-751-1979. That's 751-1979. 1979, 312 area code. We're chatting with Jeremy Hilka, who has been a youth minister for 10 years and a teacher of theology for 7 years. And he's at St. Paul of the Apostle Parish in Joliet and teaches theology at Joliet Catholic Academy. And Jeremy's chatting about the March for Life pilgrimage last year, 07. And 08 is already coming up. The registration deadline is December 15th. That is a firm deadline because we need reservations for the hotel and stuff. And Jeremy, you know, speaking of the hotel, you know, we sort of rough it a little bit, and a lot of people are hesitant because of the overnight bus ride. But, you know, the buses are pretty nice. We've got movies going. But how about that hotel?
Oh, the hotel is awesome. And even the bus, Mary Louise, is not that bad. You know, you're filled with so many loving people, other Catholics along with you. And the time goes by so fast, and you don't even realize it. Before you know it, you're already in D.C. So even the bus is not so bad. So people are hesitant about that. Trust me, it's not that bad. And by the time you get to the hotels are great.
Absolutely. Brian Brock wants to jump in, our producer
it's,
here.
It's just amazing how late you can stay up on gummy bears and Mountain Dew.
Oh, no!
This is true. A little secret of youth ministers, too.
That's right. That is funny. And, Jeremy, what was the response of your teens? You know, what I've seen is a lot of teens come on this trip, and it's surprising to me, who really aren't necessarily pro-life when they start the trip. They're just kind of going for the experience. They want to find out more about the issue. And by the end of the trip, they're really convicted, in the importance of the sanctity of human life and overturning Roe in protecting women and children from abortion. But what was the experience of the teens that you brought with you?
Oh, you're absolutely correct, Melissa. And the kids, their conviction is absolutely incredible. The way they're evangelizing now about the pro-life movement, it's incredible. One of the girls that actually came with me on the trip last year became so active that she is now the president of the Respect Life group here at Joliet Catholic Academy.
Oh, praise God!
Because of the trip.
That's great.
And our Respect Life group, which I'm the moderator of here at Joliet Catholic, is doing incredible. The numbers of kids we're getting in and the activities and events we're doing and planning, which obviously I'm sure people know in the Archdiocese and as well as the Diocese of Joliet, that the abortion Planned Parenthood abortion clinic in Aurora that opened recently, we've been undertaking pro-life rallies as our youth ministry, and they're growing more and more. So I invite anybody. I know we're going a little off topic. I apologize, but
no, that's okay.
Since we had the Planned Parenthood is one of the biggest ones in the nation, or it mm-hmm. is the biggest one in the nation, actually. The third Saturday of every month, from 9 a.m. until 11:30, New York Street in Oakhurst in Aurora, please join us for the rally. And those are one of the things that we've added to our St. Paul's Youth Ministry. And we actually have a Youth for Life link on our website. If anybody wants to check it out, it's stpauluth.com. We have a Youth for Life link there that we have just for our youth ministry program with different events and activities coming up for the pro-life movement. Pictures from last year's pilgrimage from D.C. are on there as well.
Oh, great.
So if people want to check out, we at St. Paul's Youth Ministry in the Archdiocese, you know, did last year some pictures of the actual march, the different events with Cardinal George, the cultural center we went to, and the different monuments we even toured around, and the Basilica. So, but the going back to the question at hand, the kids are just so alive and want to be active. My biggest thing that I preach to the kids and the teens are, yes, you may be young, but that doesn't stop you from having a voice.
Absolutely.
And it is important. It is extremely important that we take a stand for life.
That's awesome.
Abortion is murder, and we need to do everything we humanly possibly can to get the pro-life movement going. And the kids are on fire, and when you have kids and teenagers on fire for something like this, it just sparks you and it energizes you even more. And that's what it really, you know, ignited me to doing more for the pro-life cause.
Oh, that is great. I'm just thrilled to hear that, Jeremy. And we're chatting with Jeremy Hilka, who is a youth minister at St. Paul the Apostle Parish. He's also a theology teacher at Joliet Catholic Academy. And we're talking about the March for Life pilgrimage. This year, it's going to be the 35th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. I mean, that decision was made before I was even born. You know, I'm lucky to be here. You know, one out of four of my brothers and sisters in the womb, you know, aren't here anymore. And anybody who is, you know, who is less than 35 years old lives with that, you know, and it's really hard to believe that it's going to be the 35th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. So this pilgrimage to the March for Life this year is just so crucial. Jeremy, how did this pilgrimage fit in with your youth ministry program at your parish?
Well, you know, that was probably the first time we actually did something of this magnitude for the pro-life cause. And it's taken a little while before we did more Respect Life Pro-Life. And like I said, it fit in so well because as a Catholic, we are called to proclaim the gospel, the good news, and the sanctity of life.
Yes.
And I think it fits in with every Catholic, no matter if you're a child, an adult, or an elderly person. You know, we need, as one community, one Catholic Church, to stand up. And it fits in so well with our program. And like I said, it ignited the kids to forming more pro-life activities and events. We now do rosaries once a month in front of our Monument of the Unborn, in front of St. Paul's Church.
Mm,
and
wow.
So the rosaries have started, the more adorations we're adding now in our youth ministry program. So a lot of things have taken off in that regard. And I cannot underestimate the importance of, you know, everyone taking a stand for life. And if you have gone on the pilgrimage before to D.C., you understand the importance of going. And if you have never gone before, try it. I guarantee you're going to really enjoy it. And again, Mary Louise, patting you on the back and Mitch, everybody there, you guys are, I hate to keep saying this, but you guys do such a wonderful job.
Oh,
and
thank you.
The Archdiocese of Chicago, the churches and the parishes should really take advantage of the Respect Life office there. You guys do a marvelous job. And again, as a Catholic, we are all called to preach the good news, to preach the gospel, to be a better disciple, and to be a disciple of Jesus Christ means to take a stand for human life.
Amen. Absolutely. Well, Jeremy, we need to head to another break. We're chatting with Jeremy Hilke here on Relevant Radio 820 AM. And this is Life Talk. And give us a call. We're going to be heading into our last segment with Jeremy. It's going to be less than 10 minutes. If you have a question about the upcoming March for Life pilgrimage or a comment, maybe you went to D.C. or maybe you have questions about going, give us a call, 312-751-1979. 312-751-1979. I'm Mary Louise Curry, and we'll be right back here on Life Talk.
If my mom had said no, I wouldn't be here today, and neither would any of the rest of us.
They can't talk for themselves, and it's like on the back one, I thought it said, there's no such thing as a small murder, and that's true, because just taking a life away.
Today, as she slips in, trying to fade.
Hi, I'm Chuck Knapp. Join me for Searching the Word, a live interactive program that equips you with a firm understanding of the faith. Each day, we'll search the Bible, the Catechism, papal teaching, and historical writings for answers to questions about living Catholic life. That's Searching the Word every weekday on Relevant Radio.
That's Searching the Word with Chuck Neff, weekdays at noon on Chicagoland's Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
I look to the youth especially because when they start getting into the movement and they start understanding what it is that's happening, then we start to see changes happening. Because I just looked at this little kid that was walking by earlier. I said, there goes a future senator. Another one walked by, there goes a future president. And I said, you know what, these guys are here. They're here now. And they're the ones who are going to change this country. They're going to turn it around.
Like rain falls
down. Welcome back to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, and what an inspiring segment this has been. We're talking about the upcoming March for Life pilgrimage in January, and we're talking with Jeremy Hilka. That clip was Deacon Marcelino Hernandez, our extraordinary Vicariate One Respect Life coordinator, and boy, Jeremy, it's just so exciting, you know, to see all of these young people standing up for the gospel of life.
Oh, it certainly is. It again, just to reiterate, you know, we are all called to do that, and to see the youth. It is so important. As a youth minister, we always say, you know, the youth are not the future of the church, but they're the present of the church as well.
Yes.
And it is so important that we all have a voice, no matter what age we are. And it is our call, our baptismal call to do just this.
Absolutely.
And it's so important, and to do this for the cause, especially for the 35th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, to be in Washington, D.C., to be a voice as one, to stand up for the sanctity of life.
Absolutely, to be a voice for the voiceless. And, you know, Jeremy, we're only going to have you on for about 4 more minutes or so. Somebody might want to get in a quick question or comment. So we welcome your questions and comments, 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. And, you know, listeners, I'm sure many of you are thinking, man, I'd love to be on this pilgrimage. You know, is this just for teens? Can adults come too? Can younger people come than teens? And, you know, it really is a teen-oriented trip, but we welcome adults as well. And even sometimes parents will come with, you know, younger kids. And as long as they are, you know, keeping a good control of those young children, we invite them as well. So everyone's welcome. It is a teen-oriented trip, but you can find out more information by giving the Respect Life Office a call at 312-751-5355. That's 312-751-5355. And Brian Brock, our producer, looks like he wants to say something.
Yeah, I got to admit, I did a Kairos my junior year at Providence Catholic, and I had not felt an experience like that since junior year of high school. And the March for Life, I went there for work, and it was just unbelievable how empowered I was by the whole experience.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thanks, Brian. That is really cool. And Brian, you had sort of a rock star status. The students really connected with you.
Yeah, I tend to have that effect on people.
Oh, no! Oh, man! That's ridiculous. All right, somebody turn off that guy's mic. No, I'm just kidding. But, Jeremy, we've just got a couple minutes left. Could you share with us, what do you think was the highlight of the experience for you?
It's so hard to pinpoint one exact highlight. It was such an incredible experience. With the exception of beating the traffic from Joliet to Chicago on that first night, being stuck in the rush hour traffic, which I will definitely leave a little bit early this time. But besides for that, it just, all in all, it was just an incredible experience. From the prayers that to the rosary experiences, from the rally, I don't know if people are aware, but right before the march itself, there's a huge gathering in one of the arenas, I believe. I'm not sure which one. I'm sure you would know more, Mary.
Yes, it's at the MCI Center.
Yeah, to have the thousands of kids and adults in there just coming together right before the march is just that the spirit, you know, is just alive. Like he was mentioning before, on a Kairos retreat, which I've been on many myself at Joliet Catholic, that spirit of a retreat that you have, this is a retreat, this is a pilgrimage, this is everything wrapped up into one. This spirit is so alive and flowing within us. It's an incredible sight to see as a youth minister, to see the kids and the teens come together for this trip. It is, you know, it's awe-inspiring. It truly is. And it makes you want to do more.
That is awesome.
And it really does. And I am counting down the days, as well as my kids, for January to go to this trip and to be that voice, like you said, for the voiceless that don't have a voice. And it is our call, and the trip is incredible from the bus ride there to the bus ride home.
Well, Jeremy, thank you so much. You are such a great blessing, and I'm just getting really fired up talking with you about this trip as we're doing the final preparations. And again, we're going to have a private gathering with Cardinal George. We're going to have a private gathering with Father Frank Pavone. The gathering with the Cardinal will be at Catholic University of America. I was just chatting, got an email from Father Frank today about those details of getting together with him. So many exciting things. So, Jeremy, thank you so much for being with us today on Life Talk.
Well, you're certainly welcome. It's a pleasure. pleasure, Mary Louise, and God bless you all from the Respect Life Office and the Archdiocese of Chicago.
God bless you, Jeremy. Thanks so much, and looking forward to seeing you in January.
You too. Take care now. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye. That was Jeremy Hilka, who is been a youth minister more than 10 years. You wouldn't know. That guy is so young. And he's also a theology teacher at Joliet Catholic Academy, youth minister at St. Paul the Apostle Parish. And friends, you know, we're talking about the March for Life pilgrimage. If you're interested, give us a call at 312-751-5355. That's 312-751-5355. We're going to head into a break, and when we come back, more exciting conversation about the gospel of life as we turn to now, how do we minister to those who have experienced abortion? And we're going to be talking about healing programs with Vicki Thorne, who is the founder of Project Rachel, the International Post-Abortion Healing Ministry. And she's also going to be talking about a conference focusing on post-abortion healing for men. So many more interesting topics to be discussed. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Life Talk.
I just want to stand up for all the children who don't have a voice of their own.
We all, you know, inside every teen, there's really yearning for what is right, what's life, and the hunger.
Celebrate our Catholic faith in the land down under. Pope Benedict XVI is calling young people from around the world to join him in July 2008 for World Youth Day in Sydney, Australia.
This vibrant celebration features popular Catholic musicians, catechesis by our bishops, including our own Cardinal Francis George, and an overnight vigil mass with the Pope.
Call the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry for details on this once-in-a-lifetime spiritual journey.
The number is 773-388-8674. That number again, 773-388-8674. Join 1 million young Catholics in this global expression of Catholic faith.
Hope to see you in Sydney next July.
We asked people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
Boy, I gave a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze that lasted forever. Great kiss. Those things are really important.
She got a really short haircut that she hated, and I wrote her a note and put it up on the mirror saying that she was a cute girl with cute hair.
What have I done for my marriage today?
We've actually organized a date night tonight.
What have I done for my marriage today?
Wow, that is a great question.
I took the baby while she worked.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah.
Today, I sent an email to my husband, and I said, you rock.
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
I listened to my wife when we talked on the telephone today. She really likes it when I listen.
What have you done for your marriage today? Little things can make a big difference. For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org, a message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to Life Talk, friends. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. We're discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And friends, what touches anybody more personally than the issue of abortion? You know, every day in the United States, there are about 1 million abortions that take place, surgical abortions taking place in abortion facilities across our nation. It's hard to believe that 1 out of 4 pregnancies in the United States end in abortion. It's really shocking. And what does this leave? Not only 1 million unborn children who are not allowed to live, whose lives are taken from them, but also women and men who are wounded, suffering in silence. It's the silent. It's a topic that many people feel they just can't talk with anybody about. And so we have women and men around our country who are truly wounded emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, feeling terrible about this choice that they made in their lives. Some devastated right after the abortion, others many years later. And what can we do for them as a Christian community, as people, people of life, as people who you know, are trying to live the gospel of life and bring Jesus Christ's message to the world? How can we minister to these men and women? Well, with us on the phone right now, we are so blessed to have an internationally renowned guest. She has spoken all over the world about post-abortion healing. She is the founder of Project Rachel, which is the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops' official post-abortion healing ministry. She is the executive director of the National Office of Post-Abortion Reconciliation and Healing. She is a trauma counselor, a spiritual director, and a prenatal loss and bereavement facilitator. She has spoken nationally and internationally to both secular and faith-based audiences on issues of human sexuality and abortion. She and her husband have six children and live in Wisconsin, and we are so blessed to welcome Vicki Thorne. Vicki, thank you so much for being with us on Life Talk today.
My pleasure, Mary Louise. Thanks for having me. This is great.
Oh, well, we're excited to have you on. And we go back a long ways because we're both cheeseheads.
That's right.
And our producer, Brian Brock, is giving the thumbs down on that. Actually, he's a technical guy. Margie Breen is really the producer, and she's on the line right now. She's waiting, friends, for your questions and comments. Give us a call at 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. And Vicki, we have, you know, a lot of kind of exciting events coming up. One is that you're going to be coming to the Chicago area in the near future these Project Rachel priest trainings, and also to talk about A Time to Heal. That's taking place on December 5th. Which is a Wednesday from 9:30 to 2:30 at Holy Trinity Parish in Westmont, and on December 6th in the Rockford Diocese in Geneva. Vicki, what happens at these priest trainings?
Well, at the priest trainings, I really spend time helping the priest to understand the wounds of abortion. And so I there are a number of things I talk about, the societal changes that have kind of predisposed us. There have been some pretty radical shifts since the 60s in terms of, you know, the advent of the pill, the availability of abortion, more broken family systems. And then I help them to understand, you know, what does this woman bring to him? What's the spiritual and psychological experience that she has? The bottom line is that she's a mother who's lost a child in a traumatic and unnatural fashion, and that's a grief issue. And, you know, we sometimes kind of try to pathologize this and say, oh, you know, there must be something, you know, terribly wrong. Well, there is something terribly wrong. She's got a broken heart. She's got a hole in her heart. And God is the only one who can help her to, well, not help her, who does repair that for her. So with the priests, you know, I help them to understand, you know, what are the issues she may bring, and also what are the parts of healing? What's the journey she needs to walk with God? There's no expert in this field. Every woman's journey is unique, and God really calls her at her own pace and her own timing to resolve the issues that are there. So it's to help that priest to understand. It helps him to become even a better confessor. It prepares him to walk with someone, helps him to learn how to preach about this maybe more effectively. Also raises the awareness with him that it isn't only the woman, it's the grandparents, it's the siblings who are touched by this, it's the friends, it's the aunts, the uncles. The circle of impact is enormous, Mary Louise.
Yes, I can imagine. And I never really thought about that, actually, in a sense, but there are many people besides that mother who are impacted by abortion.
Well, and that's a critical piece. You know, there's some fascinating science on the fact that mothers carry cells from every child they ever conceive the rest of their lives. It doesn't matter if it ends in a miscarriage or an abortion. We women are forever changed. Now, when we are pregnant again, the cells of this child that might not be a visible member of the family are passed on to the siblings through the pregnancy time.
Right.
So the siblings have an intuitive sense many times that someone is missing, and oftentimes will identify sex. okay? I always thought I should have a brother. I always thought I should have a sister. You know, fathers are changed. You know, we think that men are not impacted by this, but in fact, and this is my own personal little opinion, I think that we in the pro-life movement made a mistake when we bought the line that it was a woman's problem. Mm-hmm. We cut the fathers out, so he doesn't know he can support her. He's told not to. And there's biology involved that 60 to 90% of men will have symptoms with their partners of their pregnancy, probably caused by some scent hormones. And at the time of the pregnancy ending, you know, 6 weeks before, the male undergoes a huge hormonal shift. His testosterone drops and his estrogen goes up, making him a little softer, a little kinder guy, gets stress hormones to pay attention, gets extra bonding hormones. And then when the baby comes, he gets the nursing home hormone prolactin, which makes him nice. Then 6 weeks out, his testosterone goes back up, but you know, it never goes as high as it was when he was a bachelor. And in the primate kingdom, where animals, you know, monkeys help to care for the young, the males actually get new brain cells. In the prefrontal cortex, in the high-functioning part of the brain, help making them better problem solvers. So I don't know if men do, but I think they might. Well, but so there's, you know, incidents here or evidence of hardwiring.
Yes.
God made us to make this next transition and to make it together as a partner, as partners.
Well, this is fascinating stuff. We need to head to a break. We're talking with Vicki Thorne, who is the founder of Project Rachel, Post-Abortion Healing, and the executive director of the National Office for Reconciliation, Post-Abortion Reconciliation and Healing. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Life Talk. And if you have a question or comment, give us a call, 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. We're going to be talking more about bringing men into the equation with post-abortion healing and lots more to come. Stay with us here on Life Talk.
To serve the church as a lay parish minister? Do you possess the gifts and passion for full-time church ministry? Today, lay women and men are being called to join clergy and religious and serve the church as pastoral associates and directors of religious education. Perhaps you are one of those people. To serve, you need spiritual formation and academic training. And the Archdiocesan Together in God Service program provides you both. Qualified candidates receive partial tuition scholarships and pursue a master's degree in ministry at one of Chicago's Catholic theological schools. But Together in God Service also provides retreats and prayer experiences to help you grow spiritually and deepen your love of God. If you want to explore a calling to lay ecclesial ministry, talk to your pastor and talk to us by calling 847-837-4552 or send an email to layministry@usml.edu.
Welcome to Mission Chicago 2007 as we celebrate the theme of spirituality. Evening missions are taking place throughout the Archdiocese in both English and Spanish. Spirituality themes include the meaning of being created in the image and likeness of God, exploring our potential for growth in Christ, and the spirituality of African-American music and song. These are single evening missions, and there is no cost. Find out when and where by going to www.missionchicago.net. That's www.missionchicago.net. It's Mission Chicago 2007, the year of spirituality. Accept this mission. The rewards are everlasting.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. We're discussing issues that make a difference in your life, and we're so blessed to have with us Vicky Thorne, who is the founder of Project Rachel, which is the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops' official post-abortion healing program that is used internationally in dioceses around the world. And she's also the executive director of the National Office of Post-Abortion Reconciliation and Healing. And maybe you have a question or a comment for Vicky, give us a call. We welcome your questions and comments at 312-751-1979. Maybe you have a friend or even a family member who has undergone an abortion or been involved in an abortion in some way, and you're wondering, how do I reach out to this person? What do I say? Or maybe you have somebody, a friend or family member who is considering abortion, and you're wondering, you know, what can I do for this person? How can I reach out to them so that they don't make that traumatic decision? Give us a call, 312-751-1979. So, Vicky, before we went to the break, you were talking about how, in a sense, we as a pro-life movement have made a major error in saying that abortion is a women's issue, when in fact it really involves the entire family. And I understand that you have kind of a conference coming up to discuss ministry to men on this issue.
That's right. The National Knights of Columbus have most graciously sponsored this conference. It'll be in San Francisco, November 28 and 29 of this year, 2007. It is the first time ever that there's been a conference just dealing with the issue of men dealing with abortion. And the speakers are all experts in the field who've been around a long time, but I got to tell you, there aren't very many experts in the field of men dealing with abortion. Mm-hmm. So it's really my hope and prayer that we open this issue up, that we are able to reach out to priests and deacons in particular, because I think they're going to be critical in inviting men to heal. Men are going to do this differently than women. This is going to look quite different. You know, it's open to anybody. It isn't just for men, women, men, whoever, mental health professionals, clergy of all denominations are welcome. The website for the conference, by the way, is www.menandabortion.info. So www.menandabortion.info. Everything is there that someone needs to know in terms of looking at the conference. But it's critical, I think, that we allow men to heal. Men tend to hide in their addictions and their afflictions. So we have a lot of chemical abuse. Those who work in that field know that there's many men who have abortion losses and also in sexual addiction. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to touch a woman again. And so the temptation becomes, you know, this other, this fake relationship, you know, with right. an artificial woman, if you will. But anyway, pornography, the whole piece of it. One of the speakers is going to address specifically, you know, sexual addictions, including pornography and chemical addictions. He runs an in-house treatment center out in Oregon. His name is Greg Hasek. But I think that this is an opportunity to open the door to the next piece. When there's been an abortion, men and women don't trust each other anymore in the most intimate of ways. You know, even if they didn't share an abortion together, but they both have one or two, when they come together, they don't really trust each other because that last relationship ended poorly with the rejection of the most ultimate gift of God's love, the rejection of that child. And so the fallout from abortion in terms of divorces and all sorts of things is just enormous. So I'm excited about the conference, and I'm most grateful to the Knights of Columbus for catching the vision that this is something that we've got to address. If we want to change the attitude in our country toward abortion, we've got to heal the men. They're critical to building the culture of life. The women are doing their piece, and for 20-some years now we've been able to help them, and there's a growing tide of healed women. Mm-hmm. But the men are the missing link.
Yes.
They do it differently.
Yes, and those are some great insights. You know, so many women, it seems, undergo abortions to save a relationship.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it obviously just doesn't work. It's pretty much the death knell of the relationship.
It is.
But we also, you know, we always focus on the women, but many men are, you might say, post-abortive men, not of their own choice, though, because, you know, they might have gotten somebody pregnant, not even known it.
That's right.
And gets an abortion. He finds out, you know, a year later, or a week later, whatever. And I just can't imagine the grief that these guys experience from that.
And the guys who would like to stop it, I mean, they're immediately blown out of the water because they have no means to stop it. Mm. And even the guys who pay for it because it seemed okay at the time, later on when they're ready to become fathers, have this epiphany about what was lost. Mm-hmm. And so this pain, it's an old pain that kind of sits there and festers. And again, they don't know where to turn because they do see women being helped. But, man, that takes a huge leap for a guy.
Yes.
You know, especially in a society that says you have no say.
Yes.
And so they're really locked in their pain, and they think they're crazy. I mean, just as the women did many years ago. You know, I must be the only one feeling this because, look, doesn't the society say that this was a good thing?
Yes. We're talking with Vicki Thorne, who is the founder of Project Rachel, the post-abortion healing ministry. And, you know, somebody out there right now might be post-abortive, and you might be thinking, is there somewhere I can go? And you can give a call to the Project Rachel line or take down this number to share with your friends or family members who might need it. And that's 888-456-HOPE, 888-456-HOPE. P.E. We're talking with Vicki Thorne, and we're going to be heading into our break before our last segment. So this is kind of our last call for callers. So give us a call. We welcome your questions, your comments. 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. We're talking with an international expert on post-abortion healing, Vicki Thorne. So blessed to have her with us on the show. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more with Vicki here on Life Talk.
Encountering the living Christ is what our Catholic faith is about. It's also the theme of this year's Chicago Catechetical Conference, Friday and Saturday, November 16th and 17th, at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Whether an adult, teen, or child, we're all called to grow in our faith. 3 keynote addresses and 67 presentations provide a rich variety for the minds and hearts of all age groups. Cardinal George will celebrate the closing liturgy on Saturday. To register for one or both days, visit the conference website at catechesis-chicago.org or call the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry at 312-243-3700. Again, that's 312-243-3700 or visit catechesis-chicago.org. Coming soon to Rosemont, Encountering the Living Christ. Sign up now.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
The Catholic Campaign for Human Development helps fund organizations that break the cycle of poverty.
Our organization conducted a summer academic camp on Chicago's South Side to keep kids safe and help them succeed in school.
We teach homeless women a useful craft and pay them a living wage.
We have been fighting to keep a well-respected nursing home open in Lake County.
Please support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development, break the cycle of poverty, and make Chicago and the suburbs a better place to live.
Welcome back to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. We're discussing issues that make a difference in your life, and we just have a few minutes left with our wonderful guest this morning, Vicki Thorne. She is the founder of Project Rachel, the post-abortion healing ministry, and she's the executive director of the National Office of Post-Abortion Reconciliation and Healing. And Vicki's talking about this major conference coming up, unprecedented, that's coming up in San Francisco on November 28th and 29th. It's a national conference. Everyone is welcome to it, and it's Reclaiming Fatherhood, a multifaceted examination of men dealing with abortion. Again, that's Reclaiming Fatherhood, and if you're interested in learning more about post-abortion healing for men, you can go to the website www.menandabortion.info. Again, that's men and abortion, and the word and is spelled out, so it's men and abortion. abortion.info. And Vicki, what kind of response have you been getting from men? You know, again, as you said, we always think of abortion as being a women's issue. So we have so many women now speaking out through Silent No More and other groups saying, I regret my abortion. But we don't hear as much from men. So what kind of response are you getting to this conference so far?
Phenomenal from the ones who found it. We did a lot of publicity. We've got an analytics system on our website, and it's interesting. We've had over 1,000 hits from 49 countries.
Wow.
So there's interest, okay? The men, you know, someone's told another man, and he'll call me and say, you know, I'm really interested in coming to this, and then tells me his story.
Mm.
And one of the things that came up, and I was reminded of something that I had encountered many years ago, is that when men speak about their pain, the women who've had abortion sometimes get very angry with them and dismiss them,
mm-hmm.
you know, say, you have no right to your pain, you know, you don't know what pain is. So that's a piece that, you know, this is a safe conference. You know, men are free to come here and they don't ever have to speak about their abortions, but it's a safe place where their feelings are going to be respected. And, you know, we're really going to attempt to help those who would be helpers, caregivers, to understand the pain that the man brings. It's
That's
a silent
right.
pain. Men grieve differently than women, but there's great excitement amongst the fathers who have, you know, made the breakthrough and are willing to share with somebody privately, not necessarily publicly.
That's awesome. And so it's open to post-abortive men, but it's also open to anybody who wants to minister to men, whether you are a man or a woman, whether you're a priest or a deacon or maybe a lay ecclesial minister at your parish, or just, you know, a mental health professional, or just somebody who wants to facilitate, you know, and that's an important point. I see you have some other great speakers, Vincent Rue, who is from the Institute for Pregnancy Lost, Father Martin, is it Pable?
Pable, yeah.
Who wrote The Quest for the Male Soul, Catherine Coyle, who wrote Men and Abortion, A Path to Healing. Looks like a great conference and just definitely very much needed, because I've gotten that feedback from men a lot. Like, they'll go on a gathering for post-abortive women and men, and the women will all be kind of infuriated with him, even if he's like, I didn't even want the abortion. I asked her, I begged her not to get the abortion, and still, you know, there's just so much pain from both sexes, from both men and women, that it's very hard for people to get together. So this is a safe place for men to go who are post-abortive, but it's also a great place for everyone to go to be trained on how to reach out to men in post-abortion healing.
Yeah, and really, it's an international conference. We've got people coming from Canada. We've got someone coming from Ukraine. We've
Great.
Got interest from somebody in Romania. I don't know if they're going to be able to make it or not. But, you know, so there's the awareness. I think we sort of tipped maybe as a society that there's this awareness that men might be hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's going to change things. That's really going to make a difference for all of us.
Yes. And, you know, I think that there will be a lot of scientific data on that. You know, that obstetrical and gynecological survey article that reviewed 30 years of the impact of abortion on women said, you know, there are definitely, you know, psychological, you know, negative impacts for women.
Yep.
But I think there will be a lot more data for men as well. What do you think, Vicki?
Oh, I think so. And Catherine Coyle and Vincent Rue have been collecting it ongoing. So one of the pieces they're going to be talking about is really an overview of the literature.
Right.
You know, just presenting what we know and knowing that we're going to know a lot more after we really start talking about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So again, friends, this is the Reclaiming Fatherhood Conference. It's going to be a great event happening in San Francisco. And what better time of year to go to San Francisco than November 28th and 29th when this is taking place? Looks like it's going to be at a beautiful hotel, the Cathedral Hill Hotel.
Well, actually, we're meeting at the cathedral itself.
Oh, how great.
And the Cathedral Hill is one of the hotels, which is right around the corner. It's the closest one.
Okay.
But we're really meeting at the cathedral. And so, you know, with the full blessing, the Archdiocese of San Francisco are the other co-sponsors for this. And so their hospitality is really going to be much appreciated. So it's really going to be a neat experience. And I was just checking flights, and anybody who's interested right now, the flights to San Francisco in the middle of the week are not too bad.
Great.
And the hotel is only $89 a night. You know, we can't hardly do that in Chicago even.
Exactly. You definitely can't do that in Chicago. You can't be getting a hotel that cheap. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific. And Vicki, where can people call for more information on this conference?
Well, they can call our office, which is 1-800-5-WE-CARE. But everything they really need to know is on that website. And they can also email us from that website. There's a place to make connection, and I'll promptly get back to them. And also to add that there are some limited scholarships. So if, you know, people would like to come and aren't sure they can manage the conference fee, we can, you know, we'll talk about that. I really want people to be able to come.
That sounds great.
You know, in some respects, maybe the website with the email is easier. You know, it's hard to play telephone tag sometimes. But there is voicemail on at the office. If we're busy, you'll go there and we'll return a call to you.
Great. So, friends, to find out more about this Reclaiming Fatherhood Conference, Post-Abortion Healing for Men, go to www.menandabortion.info. And again, the word and is written out, www.menandabortion.info. Vicki Thorne, thanks so much for being with us on Life Talk today.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for all you do, Mary Louise.
Oh, thank you. You are a tremendous blessing. And friends, that wraps up another Life Talk radio program here. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be with you on the next first Wednesday of the month, 9 to 10 a.m. here on Relevant Radio. God bless.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.